Medication, a progressive evidence-based treatment that utilizes an FDA-approved tourniquet to reduce blood flow to an extremity during exercise. Blood flow-restricted rehabilitation allows significant strength gains with minimal stress to the involved joint. This is ideal for anyone that is unable to tolerate high-intensity workouts, including pre- and post-surgery. PT Associates of Emporia at 12th and Industrial, 620-208-7878.
All the latest sports news and views, actions and reactions, your questions and comments. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
Live from the historic Roger Hartsook Interview Room on the former campus of the College of Emporia, this is Saturday Morning Sports Talk. Driven by LongbineAuto.com, live and local on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. A good Saturday morning to you. Blake Cripps and Dylan Sherwood with you today. Our studio engineer, Dan Courtwright. Tim Miller has the afternoon off. And Dan, with a polite, what was that, a queen wave from the penalty box? Appreciate it, Dan. Thanks for getting up early for us and getting us all started here. Dylan Sherwood, busy week for you.
Very busy week.
How are you hanging it? Honestly, it was just a busy weekend at the station.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I had you cover those two games, because if I had to do all the other stuff that I did and cover those games, probably not alive today.
Well, we made it.
We did.
You made it.
And you did too.
Yeah, I'm glad I did. And with all the mileage I had to put on,
yeah,
too. So on top of that, I was a little road warrior the last two nights.
Well, it looks like, let's see, with our area high school coverage, obviously one of our area teams, Emporia High, falls to the wayside. They will be done after a loss up there. We'll talk to head football coach Caden Glinsman for the final time this year, coming up in our first segment. We're joined by Vince Levergene, the sports director at WIBW 13 out of Topeka, and then also our weekly chat with Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Chiefs, is coming up here on the show today. But obviously, you know, a tough season for the Spartans, Dylan. But you know, we'll talk with Coach Glinsman here in a little bit. But hopefully seeing some growth and seeing some improvement and seeing some signs of maybe a bright future coming up for the underclassmen. You know, what did you see last night and how was that game? I know that Coach Glinsman said that the Timberwolves were going to be good, and it certainly sounded like they were, or they sounded like last night listening to you that they're pretty good.
Yes, and I knew that coming in. When prepping for this game, Blake, knowing that Emporia High had played them last year, I knew what they had back offensively. I knew what they had back defensively.
Yeah, I forgot that this is the same way the season ended last year.
Yeah, at the same stadium too. Yeah.
So you probably did have a very good understanding of how that was gonna, how much of a challenge that was gonna.
Yeah, and I knew, I just knew going in that the Dunn kid, the quarterback for Blue Valley Southwest, I knew how efficient he was going to be. He started 13 for 13, Blake.
That's pretty impressive in high school.
Yeah, and
it's actually impressive in college or the NFL, or really any level of football.
Blake, the positive I saw from last night from Emporia High, they held him under his average.
His passing yard average?
His passing yard average, which was just a shy over 300.
Just a shade over 300? Yeah. I would call that a positive.
Yeah, sure. And he had 255.
Okay.
But also, Blue Valley Southwest had short fields about a lot of the time.
Yeah, too. And Coach Glinsman's talked about that, where, you know, you give up these gaudy, you know, numbers defensively. But, you know, if your offense isn't giving you any time to make adjustments on the sideline, if you're not sustaining any drives, mm-hmm. and then that side of the ball doesn't get rest. I mean, he's mentioned that several times this year. So you've got to be able – I know it's coach speak and, you know, just something that coaches throw out there when they don't know what else to say. But you do have to play complementary football and give your offense – you know, your offense has to sustain drives, and you can have a great defense, but you're just going to give up more points if they're starting, you know, at their own 40 or better every time, because you're not able to sustain drives, you can't flip the field with your special teams unit, mm-hmm. then, yeah, it's going to put a lot more pressure on your defense. I don't think that there's any big surprise about that. So Emporia High goes winless this year, but hopefully the foundation set in place for future seasons. And then on Thursday, got to call a win, and so your high school football season is not over, as we will have two area games coming up next week. Olpe continues on in the playoffs, as they will be on Mix 104.9, a very impressive win for Coach Schmidt's squad, as they blank their first-round opponent with Michael Deeker on the call. And I know that they've an injury at quarterback, but it didn't seem to slow them down too much last week. We'll see how that, you know, how they fix that or how that transpires moving forward.
Yeah, I talk to Coach Schmidt, you know, every week, and I had talked to him yesterday for our final area coaches corner, and
let him know we were coming.
Of course, knowing
it's good.
He
is fantastic to work
with. He is very fantastic. That's why he's the dean of coaches in the area.
Fair enough.
You know, that really didn't surprise me that Opie would win that first game.
Sure. But they're all going to get tougher from here.
Yeah, and they're going to play Central Heights, who they just saw last Friday.
Yeah, that was really weird. They just beat them 28-0.
The district form, the district, how Acacia does the district seedings, and they had the two out of another district, and then the three of Opie's district, and if whoever got out of that would get Opie, but you know, I think Coach Schmidt and company, he told me yesterday that they have a running back that didn't play against them last week that could be back, and he said they had an impressive win down in Erie. So I guess we'll see. You know, it's always tough to beat a team twice.
And then you got to call a win, and Chase County, boy, in terms of tests, boy, Coach Budke's squad going to have to hang the first loss and the only loss on Moundridge this season on the road to keep their playoff streak alive. But, boy, a very extremely good offensive performance, putting up, what, 52 points in that win in the first round?
And the game was 22-14 at half. And then it was end up being 52-30. So to be honest, calling 8-man football for the first time—it's
different, isn't it?
It's so different.
It's very much more a speed game. Mm-hmm. You don't have the personnel to cover the field; just the proportions are off, and so you don't have those big guys in there. I like when I first sat down and to do it in Nebraska, because there's a ton of 8-man football in Nebraska. I was like, "What is this little Pop Warner kitty? What is this that I'm doing? This isn't real football." But after you do it for a few years and you get ingrained in it, you're like, "You know what? This is football," and you understand, you totally understand why, if you can't have 11 men doing it. And now, you know, I ended up doing it for, gosh, I called 8-man football for 4 years up there, followed a lot of teams to state, and it was a big deal in Nebraska, where you literally go in and there's a town of 100 people, and I hope you don't need gasoline, because there's nobody at the gas station. They're at the football game until 9 o'clock when it's over, and then you go back out, and it was really fun. You know, it totally changed my mind on 11-man football or 8-man football.
Yeah,
when I got up there and did that. So we'll have that for you once again next week on Country 101.7. Dylan Sherwood will be on the call as they try to pull off a massive upset against what we obviously presumed to be a very good Moundridge team. So this will be our final fall Emporia Main Street Athletes of the Week awards that you are about to give out. And we'll start, of course, with the Emporia High Athlete of the Week.
Let's go with the nominations. Alex Mosman, a senior for the boys soccer team, 3 goals this week.
What a heartbreaker!
Yeah,
loss
heartbreaker on Thursday night.
But Newton was 15-2. We had Coach Ibarra in here
a couple weeks back.
He said, "Like, hey, you know, I'm not worried. I don't care about our record. We're gonna play and, you know, play the schedule we need to play to be competitive." They certainly appear to have done that, because they gave a 15-2 Railer team literally all they wanted.
Yes, they did. an honorable another nomination, Madison Evans of the cross country team. She was third at regionals, and she's going to be competing at state for the first time today. I got to give an honorable. I got to give another nomination to Sheldon Stewart. Man, the kid had plays his heart out. You know, been playing multiple positions.
Sure.
For the football team. I'm not going to lean towards Sheldon, but I'm going to go with Alex Mosman.
Sure.
Three goals this week. Had the equalizer to force overtime.
Oh, yeah, huge goal.
And, man, he's been able to find the back of the net quite a bit here down the stretch. So Alex Mosman is our Emporia High Main Street Athlete of the Week.
And Dagan True, by the way, another nominee. He'll be also running today up at Rimrock. And then how about our Emporia Main Street Area Athlete of the Week?
I was able to find a couple things this morning. Landon Schultz of the Hartford football team threw seven touchdowns and a loss to Fairfield on Thursday night. Tyson Bolson, also of Hartford, 12 catches, 242 yards, three touchdowns, had 16 tackles and three tackles for a loss. Corey Reese of Lebo on the football team, four rushing touchdowns for the Lebo Wolves as they have won six straight. And also Abby Jones of the Lebo volleyball team recently just reached 2,000 career assists. So
2-1 for them at the 1A Division II state tournament here in Emporia. A loss to a perennial Hanover. They're great
yes.
in like literally every sport.
Yes.
So I wasn't shocked to see that. You know, just that they were up.
Shocked either.
They were up in my coverage area in Nebraska. We actually covered three counties in Kansas, so I talked to those coaches a lot when I first started my career. And like, even when they have like just a middling record, they go to state, and it's like, oh, well, they keep beating teams at state. So they're the only team. But Lebo is still in action today, and so who's our area athlete?
I'm going to go with a young one. I'm going to go with Landon Schultz of the Hartford football team. He threw for almost 400 yards as well with those seven touchdowns. And a fun fact, his grandpa is Bill Neinsted, the girls basketball coach at Madison, longtime Lady Spartan coach. So
okay. That's
where I'm going to lean towards. That was a kind of a non-playoff game, but when a kid can throw for almost 400 and seven touchdowns, that's what I'm going to lean towards.
Sure.
So Landon Schultz of the Hartford football team is our Emporia Main Street Area Athlete of the Week.
So congratulations to our winners, and if you've got an athlete that had a great performance during the week, of course, get a hold of Dylan Sherwood at SherwoodD@KVOE.com. You can call the station as well, 342-1400. But email Dylan Sherwood, D@KVOE.com. Let's take our first time out. When we come back, we'll wrap up the football season with head football coach Caden Glinsman. We'll talk about the Spartans and see where he thinks the program is after year one, what we can look forward to heading into year two. That is next. Coach Glinsman joins us to wrap up Emporia High football right after this on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com, live and local.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at emporiamainstreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
Everyone's transportation needs are different, and everyone knows that. Depending on your stage of life, your needs will continue to change. That's why, at Longbine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available, too. We have a professional sales team that can match your needs with the right new Chevy or Buick models. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we've got those, too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Remember, after the sale, our award-winning service will always be ready to keep you on the road. Our commitment to you, our customer, will always be there. So come in today and let us help you find what you're looking for. That's Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Longbine Auto Plaza, where we do business right. Chevy, find new roads.
I'm Ryan Radke with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. Sad news this week as Georgetown women's basketball coach Tasha Butts passed away at age 41 due to complications from breast cancer. Butts just took over at Georgetown this offseason after serving as an assistant coach at Georgia Tech for 4 years. Tasha Butts played for the Tennessee Lady Volunteers and legendary head coach Pat Summitt in the early 2000s. During her time in Knoxville, she led her team to 3 Final Four appearances. She later returned to the Lady Vols to work for Summitt as a graduate assistant, then worked on the coaching staffs at UCLA and LSU. She was promoted to associate head coach at Georgia Tech in 2021, but later that year she announced she was diagnosed with breast cancer. Butts stayed with the team while undergoing treatment and helped the Yellow Jackets reach the 2022 NCAA tournament. She was named the head coach at Georgetown this past April. The Hoyas, among other schools, will honor Butts this season, supporting the Tasha Tough campaign, which provides cancer health care for underserved women. More coming up on This Week in the NCAA.
Did you know gas goes bad in as little as 30 days? Bad gas can cause rough starts, poor performance, or no starts at all. Stable, America's number one fuel stabilizer, ensures quick and easy starts after storage. Stable's proprietary formula keeps fuel fresh for 2 years, outperforming competitors. Whether it's your car, truck, boat, lawnmower, leaf blower, weed trimmer, ATV, motorcycle, or anything else with an engine, when you store, start with Stable.
Women's volleyball squared off last weekend. In a battle of undefeated squads, Nebraska knocked off Wisconsin in 5 sets. The Huskers' home victory snapped the Badgers' 18-match winning streak. According to the Big Ten Network, it was the most-watched women's regular season volleyball match in TV history, with 612,000 viewers tuning in. The two schools will face off again in Madison next month. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Ryan Radke on Westwood One.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday morning sports talk, driven by LongBuyAndAuto.com. We are now sitting down for the final time this season with the head football coach, just wrapping up his first year in Emporia, the head football coach of the Emporia High School Spartans, Caden Glinsman. Coach, appreciate your time. Thank you once again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, first season is in the books now for you. I would have liked to have had more success, but I know that this season, as we talked about, by the way, it seems like we just had you on in August, like 5 seconds ago, and it's already over. How fast did this season go for you?
Yeah, it was extremely fast, especially when you got such good young kids. And like I told them last night, like I just wanted to keep calling plays. Like I didn't want it to end. You know, just appreciate the heck out of those guys and the effort that they've given, you know, throughout the season. And yeah, just couldn't be more proud of them, especially the seniors. You know, just wish we would have been able to see them off in a little bit better way.
Well, and you, like when we talked in August, you made it very clear, hey, this isn't a wins and losses year. This is not what it's about. It's not, you know, that's not the goal this year. The goal is to lay the foundation and get the program set up for success under your leadership for the future. So with that goal in mind, with that context in mind, how do you feel like this first year went?
Yeah, like you said, in that context, I feel like it went well. Now, obviously, you don't want to play as many young kids as we had. You know, you don't want to play freshmen and sophomores on a 5A or 6A Friday night. You know, that's not great for success, but hopefully it pays off in the future. You know, we wish we would have, you know, had a couple of those senior guys around, you know, Calvin Seeley, Cooper Reck, you know, those guys were contributors for us early in the year. And then it seemed like, you know, with those injuries and just being out, having to move people around, you know, it definitely wasn't ideal, again, like you said, for the wins and losses. But at the same time, hopefully it pays off in the future.
Coach, can you I know Micah Gray last night had a couple of interceptions, but he throws for a season-best 158 yards and 2 touchdowns, and they were both to Sheldon Stewart. You got to feel good with what you have back at quarterback next year with Micah Gray and his development.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, I feel like, you know, obviously we're going to miss Sheldon Stewart. He's been a huge part for us and such a big part of our, you know, our success, however limited on offense has came from, you know, being able to move him around. You know, he was such a selfless teammate, you know, playing, you know, obviously starting him at quarterback and then moving him around and using him as a weapon for Micah. You know, we're definitely going to miss him, but at the same time, I think, you know, getting Micah those reps, you know, being able to see, you know, live fire. I think you and I were joking a couple of weeks ago, you know, just how different, you know, and fast a Friday night moves, especially for a 14-year-old kid, you know, especially at quarterback. I think when you multiply all those things, you know, that's the toughest position in sports. And to have a 14-year-old do it, you know, and leading 17 and 18-year-olds, it's no easy task. And so, yeah, we're obviously really excited about what Micah can do in the future. But at the same time, you know, we just wish that, you know, he did a great job, you know, here for us to finish the year. We wish we could have kept playing a little bit longer.
Caden Glinsman is our guest. He is the head football coach, just wrapping up his first year with the Emporia High School football team. This senior class, it's always different and unique for the first-year coach after the first year with guys that they didn't have as much part in terms of developing and bringing into the program and keeping them with the program, but they can be so instrumental in terms of setting up the foundation for the future, even though they won't be around to reap the benefits. Hopefully in the years past, you can look back to this class and say, you know, to talk about how instrumental these guys were to getting your culture, your program set up. What has this senior class meant to you in your first year?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, they're not going to be able to necessarily reap the benefits, but my message to those guys pretty much all season long was, you know, here in 3, 5, 10 years, you know, hopefully they stick around Emporia. You know, they go out, they get their degrees and get their experience and come back. But at the same time, you know, they're always going to be Spartans, and they're more than welcome around the program. You know, I'd welcome it, you know, being able to have those guys around. You know, we can all say that they laid the foundation. You know, my first year, we go 0-9, and you know, being able to fight through that adversity and lay a foundation with a good young group of kids, you know, for the years to come, and then be able to see that success and know that started with, you know, guys like Ty Iverson and Aiden Ewing and you know Cooper Rack and all those guys, you know, so it's a big deal for us, and you know, hopefully they take heed to those words and you know, they show their faces around here in the years to come.
Coach, what's your biggest emphasis in the off season?
Just, you know, we've got to be able to take, you know, especially with last night, you know, and that question, you know, Seeing the seniors fresh on my mind, you know, we brought a couple extra freshmen we weren't going to play, but can potentially be contributors for us next year and the years to come. And my message to them really was, to all the underclassmen, is know how that feeling feels. You know, when the seniors are, you know, the seniors are on the field crying, and you just, it's been a long season, but you wish you could play a little bit more, and you know that there's an end game to this. No matter, you know, if you're a senior, junior, sophomore, at some point this game is going to end for you. And so what are you doing in January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, to get yourself better prepared to be successful on the field in the fall? excuse me, you know, that's what we're really focusing on, is getting these guys in other sports and getting them better in the weight room and then just, you know, being able to compete, you know, when it's not necessarily football season.
Caden Glinsman is our guest, head football coach for the Emporia High School Spartans. Of course, next year you'll be able to listen to the Spartans all season long once again on your home for Spartan Athletics, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, KVOE. Coach, now that you got a little bit of extra time, I mean, I know that a certain portion of your time you'll always be thinking about football in terms of, you know, who do I need to get out in terms of putting in off-season workouts, you know, looking at dialing in the offense or the defense. But now that you do have a little bit of extra spare time, what are some things that you're going to try to do here in this off season?
Yeah. The biggest thing I think, you know, is first is meet with the staff and see who, you know, how they feel and you know, take in their ideas and hopefully be able to retain those guys. You know, every year is a little bit different as far as the staff goes, but just sit down and meet with those guys. They'll have exit interviews with each of the players, and see what ideas can come from that, and how the kids, you know, responded to the season, and what I can do better, what our staff can do better, in those regards. And then, you know, a combination of getting out and seeing staffs and just watching some film with some people who are probably like us and in our situation and go see some other coaches and just try to master the craft and, you know, try to get this thing better. And, you know, there's always something we can do, whether it's offense and defensive scheme or special teams or, you know, even practice plan. And you know, that's a big deal for us. And so just get out and try to pick people's brains. And, you know, the coaching community is so awesome. You know, we can, you know, pick up the phone and get just about anybody where, you know, if we feel like they can help us and you know, most coaches are willing to share, so we just got to ask. So that's kind of what my off season is going to look like, and just, you know, actually looking forward to it.
Well, and that was answered like a true football coach.
It was.
That wasn't exactly what I was asking about, because I know we'll make this your last question. I'm talking about, what are you doing outside of football? Because you got to get away at some point, you know. So, like, are you going to be out hunting, or do you have to watch football every Saturday? You know, what other stuff are you going to do here in the off season besides football?
Well, I moved from Montana to Kansas, so hunting is not a big deal for me. You know, every once in a while there, I used to take my gun for a walk, but yeah, with football season being so aligned with hunting, you can really only pick one or the other if you're going to be an avid hunter. So, I got two little kids, Carson and Reese, a 9-year-old and 11-year-old, and today we're gonna go do some Halloween stuff and carve some pumpkins, and yeah, it's pretty much for the next couple months. It's just about what the family wants to do and. Just try to tag along as best I can.
Well, good luck. Hopefully, get some time to take your gun for a walk this fall and have fun with the Halloween weekend. You probably want to get that done. There might be some rain this afternoon, so getting an early start on it probably not a bad idea. Caden Glinsman, head football coach for Emporia High, coach. Really appreciate all your time. We ask a lot of you on Saturday mornings, and Dylan with pregame and coaches' corners, and you've been really great with us all season long. Really appreciate you. Hope you have a fantastic weekend, and we'll look forward to getting the season started with you again next year.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Caden Glinsman, head football coach for, I hadn't heard that before, taking my gun for a while.
I haven't heard that either.
That's
so
very good. And
sometimes, that was great.
You know, sometimes the birds are there and sometimes they're not. So
maybe another interesting tidbit I can put on my notes for next year about, you know, could go hunting.
Sure.
He's a good hunter.
Sure. Yeah, there's be plenty to hunt up in Montana, that's for sure. Let's take another time out. We'll be back with Vince Levergene. He's the sports director at WIBW 13 in Topeka here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com, live and local.
Everyone's transportation needs are different, and everyone knows that. Depending on your stage of life, your needs will continue to change. That's why, at Longbine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available, too. We have a professional sales team that can match your needs with the right new Chevy or Buick models. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we've got those, too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Remember, after the sale, our award-winning service will always be ready to keep you on the road. Our commitment to you, our customer, will always be there. So come in today and let us help you find what you're looking for. That's Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Longbine Auto Plaza, where we do business right. Chevy, find new roads.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at emporiamainstreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
Take the stress out of getting a mortgage. The local mortgage team at Emporia State Federal Credit Union guides you from pre-approval to choosing the perfect loan and completing the application. ultimately getting you into your home on time and stress-free. When it's time to choose a lender, go with Lyon County's number one mortgage lender, Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Visit ESFCU.com to connect today. Equal housing lender insured by NCUA, NMLS number 424-226.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongBuyAnAuto.com. Now joined on the Sutherland Home Improvement Studio line by Vince Levergene. He is the sports director at WIBW Channel 13 in Topeka and also the MC of the 2023 ESU Hall of Honor Ceremony yesterday. Vince, how did that go? How'd you land that gig?
I don't know. I just got very lucky, I guess, Blake. I was asked to MC the event, and it was a blast. It was great to see some athletes from former athletes and some of the stats I was reading off. It was a very, very impressive class. I was very honored to be able to MC that event. It was a very, very good time.
Well, right now, you talk about a very good time. You know, in terms of your area right there in the capital city and what you're covering, I mean, the Chiefs are good. KU and Kansas State football are not just relevant, but both pretty good with some postseason aspirations. Obviously, Emporia State football had some very high aspirations. Now, the Royals are terrible, so you know, so the Royals are bad, but then KU and Kansas State men's basketball both have, and both women's teams actually have a lot of aspirations. What's it like right now having so much good stuff going on in your coverage area?
Well, Blake, I'll be honest with you. You know, moving here, I didn't know a whole lot about the state of Kansas besides the Chiefs, KU, K-State, but the opportunities are endless. To be able to go to different events, like just last year, for instance, the Sugar Bowl, the Big 12 Championship, the Liberty Bowl, the Super Bowl, the NFL Draft, the WNIT Championship. I mean, I could just keep going on and on. It's just been an absolute blast to be able to meet these coaches, meet the players, and just we always have something on our calendar. It's just been a fun ride so far. I've been here for about a year and a half now, and just seems like there's always something to do, which in the sports world is always fun to have, and something that we're able to travel and even see different cities depending on how these teams do it. And just the opportunities are endless, and I couldn't be more thankful starting my sports career here in the capital city just to be able to cover all this stuff. You know, Emporia State, as you mentioned, Washburn have been great also in football and basketball and other sports as well. The soccer team for Washburn has won the MIAA championship outright last night. So, I mean, just to talk about all kinds of different sports doing great things, it's been fun. And there's no short of good teams and good players. It's just a lot of fun.
I'm sure it is, and you have to say those things. He's in Topeka. I get it.
Yeah.
Don't let Don Wiest hear you talking about Washburn. Don't let that happen.
I know, Don Wiest.
Yeah. Hey, Vince, it's Dylan. Hey, I want to kind of bring this up with you. You've kind of reached out to me for, you know, you've seen stuff when I share stuff on social media with some story ideas. I know you did a story on the Emporia High volleyball team when they had their good start to the season. Also, I know when you were in town a couple weeks ago for the Turnpike Tussle, you were actually out at Emporia High getting volleyball highlights along with doing another feature story on the Hess family. I don't know if that's run yet there, Vince, but, you know, I know you're a busy man, but, you know, what's it like kind of doing some of these other interesting feature kind of stories besides all the coverage with all the other teams and just everything there?
You know, Dylan, that's a great question. I'm actually in the process of working on that story more with the Emporia High School volleyball team. You know, the high schools itself have been great to me, and my passion has always been feature stories. You know, I just love finding just something different, something unique that anybody would love to listen to, you know, whether that's in Topeka, whether that's in Emporia, whether that's, you know, up in Seneca, you know, wherever that might be. You know, everybody has a story to tell. And, you know, you always find that just by talking to people and as you mentioned, Dylan, you know, I love following your stuff too, because that's where I found some of my stories. And I just love feature stories because they tell something different. Everybody has a different story. And, you know, it doesn't have to be at the high school level. It could be at the college level, professional level. I've always had a passion in feature stories, and that's where I just find some of my great stories. And some turn out to be fantastic, and all of them are fantastic. And that's what I shoot for, and that's what I look for, is those feature stories. Because, again, there's just always a good story out there, wherever that might be.
Vince Levergene joining us. He's the sports director, WIBW, Channel 13 in Topeka, at Vince_Levergene on Twitter. So as the sports director, I'm assuming that, you know, you have some say in terms of the assignments today and in each and every week where you're sending people. There's some weather coming around today that may be a factor down here in Emporia. So are you on assignment, or where are you going today?
You know, Blake, it's funny. I will be in Emporia today.
All right.
Football game.
All right.
So I will be there today. I'm going to have my gloves. I'm going to have my earmuffs. I know it's supposed to be a little bit chilly. I'll have the umbrella. So if you see me holding the umbrella, making sure the camera doesn't get wet, you know, I promise I'll be there and have some great highlights. We got all four teams home. I'm looking forward to it. And should be a great weekend of football. We got state volleyball as well. We got state cross country. It's a very, very busy day today.
So in terms of you being just like a general sports fan, like personally, who are the teams that you say you follow on a week-to-week, year-to-year basis in terms of your fandom?
Well, I'm a Chicago sports guy. I'm from a northwest suburb of Chicago. So I'm a big White Sox fan, Bulls fan, Bears fan, Bears, all those Chicago teams. I did root for the Cubs in the World Series, right, because that was 108 years in the making of them making it to the World Series at that point. But big, big, big Chicago sports fan of all kinds.
Hey, Vince, I'll give you another story because I know you'll be paying attention to social media today. But I'm going to be down at Y Auditorium covering 1A Division II. Volleyball, and Hanover is up there in northeast Kansas, along with, and then you got Lebo, who's about 15 miles to our east. Should be a very fun morning here in Emporia with a couple of your area teams playing in the state volleyball tournament down here in Emporia.
No, that's very fun. You know, I was looking at some of the brackets and seeing both teams, Hanover and Lebo, in the semifinal, that always makes it fun. And you know what? They could face off against each other in the state championship later today. So that's what always makes it fun. We had a lot of great state champions last year in football and other sports. I expect the same this time around in volleyball. Also, we got soccer as well. I know soccer is getting there too. So it'll be a great day. I'm looking forward to seeing what these results are going to be later on today.
Vince Levergene, sports director at WIBW 13 in Topeka, at Vince_Levergene on Twitter. Vince, fantastic to talk to you. We will for sure have you back on, and I'll see you here in the press box here in a couple of hours.
Yes, you will see me, Blake. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much for thinking of me and letting me join the show with Dylan. Thank you again, as always, and appreciate your guys' time. And, yes, I will see you here in a couple of hours.
That sounds great. Vince, travel safe. We'll see you soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Vince Levergene, sports director, WIBW 13 in Topeka, really does a fantastic job. They, you know, it's a Topeka station. They cover a lot of Emporia stuff.
They do. I've watched them quite a bit, and there have been guys that have gone through that station and have done like really good work. I know Chris Lilly, Jonathan Deutsch, Tyler Griever, who's in Louisville, Kentucky now. J.B. Bowersfield, a former Emporia State Hornet.
Sure.
He was
like
at
those.
WIBW. Yep. Just a couple of sports guys that I can name at the top of my head that have done some good things. But yeah, Vince and Katie do a really good job up there at WIBW. And there's also someone they get to work with who we're about to speak with.
Absolutely, yeah. And, of course, he is brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Ask Isabel Lopez or Jared Gurman about the credit union advantage and ease in getting a home mortgage loan from Emporia State Federal Credit Union, NMLS number 424-226. And Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Chiefs, as always, appears on the Sutherland Home Improvement Studio Line. Blake Cripps, Dylan Sherwood, Tim Miller's got the day off, and pitch player extraordinaire Mitch Holtis is on the line with us to talk Chiefs football. Mitch, welcome back. How are you this weekend?
Well, awesome. Getting ready to jump on a plane and head to Denver here. Kind of bundle up, put on the long johns because it's going to be snowy and cold. But Vince is great. He does an awesome job at 13. And, you know, he's been a part of the mafia for, I think, his whole life. So Vince is you guys need to bring that up, man. Like, hey, is Joe Pesci? You guys know Joe Pesci? Or,
sure.
Vince is just one of the good fellas. That's what you got to know.
That is definitely true. Vince, when you have – Mitch, if you've looked at this schedule that the Chiefs have this year, because, you know, I've been watching and listening to Chiefs football for a long time, and outside of, like, weird playoff things at the end of the year, do you recall in your decades of doing Chiefs football, has this ever happened where the team has played, you know, an in-division rival twice in 3 weeks? I don't recall this happening that much.
I should have gone back and looked it up. There have been a couple of occasions where this has been the case. I remember one against the Raiders, but it's been eons ago. And never when it kind of meant this much, where when we, with 17 games, there's only one bye, and you're in the hunt. It's not like you're hoping to get a playoff bid or you're hoping to win a playoff game. You're wanting to win the whole shebang. Every one of these games matter. I've never remembered it, Blake, where the weight on these games like this has meant this much. So, no, it is peculiar. That and the fact that because of the status of where the Chiefs are right now, we're playing all over the place. I mean, different times, places, weird schedule. And the challenge this week, in fact, I have Dylan sound a siren. And the fact that this is a – oh, yeah, because this is – this is the alert to avoid the upset, because it's easy to think about the Dolphins and Frankfurt, because that poses a lot of challenges. It almost reminds me a little bit of the mini Super Bowl in the fact that there's so many distractions personally. If guys, players have family going, just transferring tickets, you have to do it through Ticketmaster Germany. I mean, it's really tricky to do it. So the point is, there's just distractions here, and you got to take care of your business and beat the Denver Broncos.
Mitch, you brought up those distractions. I know the team's going to have to fly a little bit earlier in the week and have to practice over in Germany. But how did these guys – I know this team, I know Patrick Mahomes, he's going to keep these guys locked in and say, dominate! But how do they just keep locked in with the Broncos, seeing them for the second time in 3 weeks? Because, you know, Denver, it's not easy playing in that altitude.
Not at all. And there's a couple of factors, Dylan, coming into this game, and that was a really good impersonation of Pat. that was phenomenal.
Thank you.
Better than Kelsey's. Okay, Denver, get in the mind of Sean Payton here. Sean Payton's doing a couple different things. One, he's chasing history. My minute with Mitch this week was the fact that no coach has ever won a Super Bowl and then won another Super Bowl with another franchise. It's never happened. I think it's one of the more profound stats in the National Football League that never gets talked about. And Vince Lombardi tried it, and Hank Stram tried it, and Dick Vermeil tried it, and gosh, Joe Gibbs tried it, and nobody's done it. Well, Sean Payton's chasing that, so is Doug Peterson in Jacksonville. So that's in the back of Sean's mind. Now, just follow me here in my thinking. He needs something this year to sink his teeth into. When Coach Reed came here in 2013, we were at the bottom of the ocean. He starts 9-0, and even though that season kind of went off the rails – and that playoff loss to the Colts, he still had the 9-0 start. It was the genesis of things, changing culture. That took him into the whole offseason. Sean Payton doesn't have that. A win over the Chiefs would give him that. I thought after we beat them on the Thursday night 16 days ago that he would be maybe tempted to make trades and kind of blow the team up. They stayed, kept their boat in the water, kept their resolve, beat Green Bay, held Green Bay to 17 points. They've not traded anybody. They picked up Baron Browning off the injured list. They can run the ball. They can have their runners catch the ball for chunk plays, McLaughlin most notably, and it's going to be 35 degrees in snow. All of this adds up to Denver thinking, we're finally going to break this streak and beat these guys. And so I think that's why you sound the alert, and you mention all of that. Pat will mention all of that. Coach will mention all of that. He'll get in the ears of these guys of, like, we've got to get this game. Don't think about anything else but this game. But that's easier said than done.
Mitch Holthus is our guest. He's the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. One thing that Andy Reid said this week in one of the press conferences was that in looking at the tape, he felt like Denver the last couple of weeks did a lot of different things, innovated in a lot of different ways, and kind of maneuvered around to play differently, which seems wild to me to say that you can just, and maybe that's just being at the NFL level and being with those guys every day, that those coaches and players have the ability to turn things around that quickly and totally change the game plan, whereas college teams maybe aren't quite innovative enough or don't have the players to be able to do that or the personnel. But he said that he feels like they've done a lot of different things these last couple of weeks and are playing differently than even just 3 weeks ago. What have you noticed as you've broken down the tape and watched this team and gotten set for this game in terms of things that maybe they are going to do differently this week against the Chiefs?
Well, personnel-wise, I'm thinking of the defense here of what Patrick will face. And Baron Browning, adding him to the mix as a pass rusher, an effective pass rusher, has allowed them the opportunity to play all three of their pass rushers at the same time, meaning Browning and Cooper, number zero. And then Nick Benito, who's having a very good year, tackles for losses. He's second in the NFL right now, number 42. So an element to Browning coming back is playing all three of those guys at the same time, very similar to what Spags does. And then on their back end coverage, and I think this is just more to answer your question, Blake, the National Football League is different than colleges because they spend all year working on this to build their volume of possibilities. And that's why OTAs are important. We blow them off as fans, like, yeah, what OTAs, I don't even know what that is. And then mini camps and training camp. That's why they do training camp reports every day. They're doing installs and have, like for the Chiefs offense, they have something just south of 800 plays. Well, you can change some things. Now, you can't, it's an ocean liner. You can't, it's not a speedboat. You're not at Lake Cahola on a speedboat taking the steam.
Sure. Okay?
But you can tweak some things. And that comes from your volume that you have added. And why the best coaches in this league maximize every month of the calendar.
Mitch, with the Chiefs seeing the Broncos for the second time in 16 days, I know the defense was able to get to Russell Wilson. What's big for the defense tomorrow to try to get to him again and maybe have a little more aggressiveness and be more physical tomorrow?
Go back to Blake's question, because we're a little different coming into this game, Dylan. Charles and Menahou brings that element that they did not see, nor did Brother Wilson see a Menahou at all. He will tomorrow. The most exciting thing, let me think about this. Truthfully, and this might be some recency bias, the most exciting thing I've seen on video yet in 7 weeks has been what I saw last week against the Chargers in the second half. Now, we talk about rotations, but when there was the rotation of Chris Jones at left defensive end, Charles Omenihu at left tackle, those two can interchange, Mike Dana at right tackle, and George Karloftis at right defensive end, it was decimating to the Chargers. That wasn't even the 1990s Derek Thomas and Neil Smith. This reminded me of what I saw in 1969 with Buck Buchanan, Jerry Mays, Aaron Brown, and Ernie Ladd. I mean, this was four dudes. This is like the old Purple People Eaters or the Fearsome Foursome of the Rams, like way back when. These were four dudes that all could wreck the party. And Justin Herbert and that offensive line got obliterated. And so that fired me up because, guys, now you're getting pressure with four. Don't have to blitz a fifth guy. You can. We did. Tranquil got a sack. But Amenihu, if he's healthy, changes everything for Russell Wilson in this game. You got to stop the run, but all four of those guys are willing. Chris, he'll stop the run, but he's like, why don't you guys do it? But he'll do it.
Yeah.
But Amenihu and Mike and George and Felix and Yudike Uzama, the K-State kid that's the first-round pick, they're all willing run defenders, all of them. So they'll stop the run, which you have to do tomorrow, and keep your run fit. You don't chase sacks and chase stats. But when that group's together, oh, my goodness, that four could be the best in the league by the end of the year.
Mitch Holtis, Voice of the Chiefs, brought to you every week on KVOE by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Ask Isabel Lopez or Jared Gurman about the Credit Union Advantage and ease in getting a home mortgage loan from Emporia State Federal Credit Union. NMLS number 424226. 3:25 kickoff, 2:00 pregame on Country 101.7. Mitch, appreciated as always. Coach Higgins down here at Emporia State has a saying that he likes: earmuffs and blinders, which he uses to make sure that you're focused on the task at hand. You guys need to do that, like you mentioned. You also may need him to keep warm on Sunday, so I wish you the best of luck with that.
Blake, this is your rookie year. You're doing a great job, man. Stay focused. Blinders, same thing, right? What do you say, blinders and...
Earmuffs and blinders is his
earmuffs
saying.
Earmuffs and blinders. There you go, bud. You might have to skip the earmuffs, but keep the blinders. This will be the first time because Dylan is going to sound an alarm.
Oh.
He's got a different siren for this.
Yeah. Okay.
Here's your alarm siren. This is upset alert. Take care of business. Don't think about Frankfurt. Don't think about Miami. Think about only the Broncos in the snow and the cold and getting 17 straight times. Dylan, you ready?
Yes,
sound
I
the
am.
Alarm, Dylan.
Yep. But
the alarm.
Yeah, this is a big one because
okay.
Mile High going to be rocking, and I know the Broncos want the Chiefs, but, you know, got Patrick Mahomes and everybody. So, woo, 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 woo!
There you go, baby. People in Hartford are running right now. Like, what's going on? What's going on? Dylan sounded the alarm. The other thing is good luck today against the Lopers of Kearney. Growing up in Smith Center, it is equidistant, within like a mile of Fort Hays State and Nebraska Kearney.
Yeah.
So in my MIAA raising in Smith Center, it was a battleground, man. So the whole Loper thing I grew up with, as well. So good luck today to the Hornets.
Appreciate it, Mitch. Thank you so much. Bundle up.
Right.
We'll listen to you on Sunday.
See you, Mitch.
And your driver's showing up for the game in a bicycle built for two.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think they got a limo coming for me today, actually.
Yeah, it's homecoming.
It's homecoming. We do it big here.
Oh, we got it at home. Well, then the bicycle built for two will have, like, paper in the spoke of the wheels, like black and gold. But,
oh, yeah. So the streamers.
Home game. Yeah, you got little streamers going on and little things on the end of the handlebars. So it'll be cool. He's out of budget. He was going to get you a limo.
That's right.
He spent his budget. So he's trying to get to the end of the calendar year. So bicycle built for two, buddy.
Kind of like how me riding in style up to Blue Valley Southwest last night.
Yeah, courtesy of John North Ford.
Yeah, and I heard Mahomes and Hardman were there the night before watching Matt Nagy's son play for Blue Valley West.
Sure, yeah. That checks
they've
out.
They've been going to the games, yeah. Matt's son's the quarterback, Tate. And, yeah, that Southwest team's pretty good.
Yeah.
Valley Southwest. Matt Tate actually grew up playing with a lot of those kids in youth ball. So, oh, believe me, I've heard a lot about the Jaguars
yes.
and the Timberwolves this year. So, but that's Dylan, man. He's turning into a diva, too. I can't keep up with you guys. But
we'll
ESUSAD.
Out of budget, buddy. Look outside the door. There's that bicycle built for two headed for Welch Stadium on homecoming.
I think I might have some blinders on to keep warm.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mitch.
That's it, buddy. Beat the Lopers.
Will do. Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. And again, always, as always, approves of the Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio Line. So there you go, your first assignment of the year, Dylan. How'd that go?
About time.
I guess that's a thing.
About time. We started that in November of last year. It was when the Jaguars came to town, and Mitch was like sounding, Dylan, give me your best siren impersonation. And so it all started from there, and did it the entire rest of the way. And look at what happened. They
sure.
won the Super
I mean, I
Bowl,
get that.
So, but hey, we just had to sound it for the first time, and the Chiefs are 6-1. So
two things. First, maybe it's not necessary.
Yes.
But
Mitch loves it.
But secondly, you know, you can guarantee a Super Bowl every year. I am 100% willing to permit you to do that. If you don't win a Super Bowl every year, well, we have to have a chat, Dylan. At least changing something up. You'll have to work on your siren in the off season, just like they're working on their football team all year. You got to work on your siren all year.
Yeah, I know. Mitch has told me to record it, and just in case I'm not here, and so that someone can play it.
Okay.
So I haven't done that yet because I've been here every time.
Okay.
Basically.
Well, upcoming games today: KU versus Oklahoma. That's coming up on this signal, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM KVOE, in about 22 minutes, 9:30 for the pregame coverage, getting you set for the Oklahoma Sooners' last ever meeting between those two longtime Big 8 rivals on KVOE. Kansas State pregame actually just underway about 10 minutes ago, I'm assuming. If it's not, then it's Dan's fault because I'm locked in here. So Kansas State versus Houston on Country 101.7. Of course, we'll have the Chiefs at Denver Sunday, 3:25, kicked off on Country 101.7. And in the meantime, of course, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, KVOE is your home all season long for Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football, and pretty much every primetime NFL game that doesn't involve the Chiefs. We've got almost all of them on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, KVOE. And finally, homecoming for the Hornets. That will be coming up for you today. It's a delayed kickoff, 2 o'clock for the homecoming start, 1 o'clock for our RV Doc pregame show. Dan and I will join you. Tegan is back on the sidelines. We'll see you this afternoon for the Hornets and the Lopers on Mix 104.9. And you can listen to all that stuff at kvoe.com/listen or online at odyssey.com or via the Odyssey app. So hope that you will join us. 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, KVOE Emporia. We are live and local. Have a great rest of your Saturday.
KVOE, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, K245 BQ Emporia.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Israel has stepped up military operations in Gaza as it targets Hamas. ABC's James Longman has the latest from Israel.
We can hear ongoing activity. It's been getting louder and louder all morning. This town completely empty now. Hundreds of thousands of people from the south of Israel have been evacuated as this war moves into another stage.
The White House on Friday said it was not putting red lines on Israel, but there are growing concerns about both the safety of the 200-plus hostages held by Hamas and the humanitarian worries for more than 2 million people living in Gaza. ABC's Matt Rivers has that story from Haifa, Israel.
Not only is it very difficult for us to contact anyone inside Gaza now, but the blackout means residents there can't even make calls locally. They can't call for help after a bombing. They can't check on loved ones to see if they're okay. And we have heard from group after group, UNICEF, Save the Children, WHO, UNRWA, all saying they've lost touch with their staff.
All this has led to protests and calls for a ceasefire. These demonstrators shut down New York City's Grand Central Terminal Friday night. The protest organized by the group Jewish Voice for Peace. 300 people were cited for disorderly conduct. The manhunt for the suspected mass shooter in Maine is over, as authorities say Robert Card was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound at a recycling center Friday. Question now is, why did he allegedly open fire in two different locations, killing 18 people and injuring 13? Lewiston resident Chris Flanagan said,
"This is going to sound really messed up, but I kind of hope that he survived so at least we can find out long enough on, like, why he did what he did."
Authorities could have more answers today. The White House says it is working towards a meeting in San Francisco next month between President Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping. You're listening to ABC News.
Discover, this is Danny.
Hi, it's Jen Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great. But with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Are you hungry? Because everyone left after the asparagus sorbet.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent, together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
Today is the annual day where you can dispose of unwanted or unneeded prescription drugs. It's DEA Drug Takeback Day.
For anyone worried about dropping off unused drugs at the DEA, they promise it's
completely anonymous.
Deputy Assistant DEA Administrator Matt Strait says it's worth finding a drop-off site near you.
Substances that are in the house can be utilized by family members for some unintended purpose beyond that which their doctor prescribed it.
You can find the nearest drop-off site at DEATakeback.com. Andy Field, ABC News.
A judge in New York ruled Friday Ivanka Trump must appear to testify in person in her father's fraud trial. An appeal is likely. On the stand Friday, it was the disgraced crypto king Sam Bankman-Fried testifying in his own defense, as ABC's Aaron Katursky.
"Did you defraud anyone?" his attorney asked. "No, I did not," Bankman-Fried answered. "Did you take customer funds?" "No." Prosecutors showed the jury part of an interview Bankman-Fried did for GMA when George Stephanopoulos asked him whether FTX customers were aware Alameda was using their money.
There existed a borrow lending facility on FTX, and I think that's probably covered, I don't remember exactly where, but somewhere else in the terms of service.
But they'd have to approve of that. They're saying they didn't approve of it here. They're saying you approved of it.
This is ABC News.
Your small business is always top of mind. Well, top of your mind. To get it to the top of other people's minds, you need to get your name out front, which is where Staples Print and Marketing Services can put it. A yard sign over there, brochures right here, a banner up there. In fact, your business's message could appear anywhere. And right now at Staples, get $100 off your print purchase of $250 or more. Make a splash with your small business print and marketing materials at Staples. Ends 11/4. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
You're listening to KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. All the information you need, live and local. Good morning, everyone. My name is Dan Courtright. I got music for you guys until 9:30 before joining Brian Haney and Company on the Jayhawk Radio Network for KU versus OU. Pregame starts at 9:30. Coming up now here on KVOE, it's time for a check of the KVOE forecast from the TV13 weather team. For today, we do have a 50% chance of showers, mainly after 1 p.m. with increasing clouds and a high near 43. Tonight, showers mainly before 5 a.m. with a low of around 33. Tomorrow, more chances of rain scattered throughout the day. Cloudy skies with a high of only 35. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies and a low of around 25.
The Bungie mobile app brings the power to market your crops to the palm of your hand. More than just a way to monitor pricing, weather, and news that affect your bottom line, use the Bungie mobile app to create marketing contracts, cash, futures, or basis in real time, wherever and whenever conditions are right. Easily establish market orders and limit orders with just a few easy taps. Download the free Bungie mobile app from the Apple App Store or Google Play today.
Here currently at the KVOA studios, we have a northeast wind of about 10 miles an hour. Humidity right now is staying steady. It's at 82%. Barometric pressure also staying steady. It's at 30.27. It's mostly cloudy and 32 degrees here at KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. All the information you need live and local. Stay tuned all day. We got music. We got football for you all day. We have K-State pregame already in progress over on Country 101.7 FM. We will join Brian Haney, David Lawrence, and Brandon McAnderson here on KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM at 9:30, and over on Mix 104.9, join me as well as Blake Cripps and Tegan Trahoon as the Emporia State Hornets take on the Nebraska Kearney Lopers. Coming up now here on KVOE, it's Little Mikey and the Jackson 5 with I'll Be There.
I'll reach out my hand. I see you.